The young man clicked his lighter open, lit a Salem, and clicked it closed. "And with those bare feet and that toy sword? Are you kidding?"
"The police will believe anything I tell them."
"Get with it, please."
"You may be locked away for several years."
"Oh, you really are on the moon."
"Well, I certainly don't have to sit here listening to you,"
Ignatius said, putting on his suede boots.
"Oh!"
the young man shrieked happily.
"That look on your face, like Betty Davis with indigestion."
"Don't talk to me, you degenerate. Go play with your little friends. I am certain that the quarter is crawling with them."
"How is that dear mother of yours?"
"I don't want to hear her sainted name cross your decadent lips."
"Well, since it already has, is she all right? She's so sweet and dear, that woman, so unspoiled. You're very lucky."
"I will not discuss her with you."
"If that's the way you want to be, all right. I just hope that she doesn't know that you're flouncing around the streets like some sort of Hungarian Joan of Arc. That earring, it's so Magyar."
"If you want a costume like this, then buy one," Ignatius said. "Let me alone."
"I know that something like that couldn't be bought anywhere. Oh, but it would bring the house down at a party."
"I suspect that the parties you attend must be true visions of the apocalypse. I knew that our society was coming to this. In a few years, you and your friends will probably take over the country."
"Oh, we're planning to," the young man said with a bright smile. "We have connections in the highest places. You'd be surprised."
"No, I wouldn't. Ross Vita could have predicted this long ago."
"Who in the world is that?"
"A sibyl of a medieval nun. She has guided my life."
"Oh, you're truly fantastic," the young man said gleefully.
"And although I didn't think it would be possible, you've gained weight. Where will you ever end? There's something so unbelievably tacky about your obesity." Ignatius rose to his feet and stabbed the young man in the chest with his plastic cutlass.
"Take that, you offal!"
Ignatius cried, digging the cutlass into the cashmere sweater. The tip of the cutlass broke off and fell to the flagstone walk.
"Oh, dear!"
the young man shrieked.
"You'll tear my sweater, you big crazy thing!"
Down the alley, the Women's Art Guild members were removing their paintings from the fence and folding their aluminum lawn chairs like Arabs in preparation for stealing away. Their annual outdoor exhibit had been ruined.
"I am the avenging sword of taste and decency,"
Ignatius was shouting. As he slashed at the sweater with his broken weapon, the ladies began to dash out the Royal Street end of the alley. A few stragglers were snatching at their magnolias and camellias in panic.
"Why did I ever stop to talk to you, you maniac?"
the young man asked in a vicious and breathless whisper.
"This is my very finest sweater."
"Whore!"
Ignatius cried, scraping the cutlass across the young man's chest.
"Oh, isn't this horrible?"
He tried to run away, but Ignatius had been holding his arm firmly with a hand that was not wielding the cutlass. Slipping a finger through Ignatius's hoop earring, the young man pulled downward, breathing to Ignatius,
"Drop that sword."
"Good grief!"
Ignatius dropped the sword onto the flagstones.
"I think that my ear is broken,"